This podcast is produced by All In Media, hosted by Itamar Roy. Hey.
Hey.
Shalom Ronen. How are you?
Excellent. How are you? Happy to be here.
Nice to have you here. I will start by asking what made you or what inspired you to pursue a career in printing. It's a very, you know, it's a, you must ask it.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I didn't plan for it, but once I got into this industry, I got in love with it. Whatever you do in printing, you touch the hearts of people. If you print on books, journals, you print photo albums, or you print on garments, on textile, you always touch the hearts of the people that are using it. And touching the hearts is something very, very unique. On top of that, getting to this industry that is very multidisciplinary, complex, and working with businesses, some of them small, mid-sized businesses that all their life is around printing, and you provide them solution, helping them to grow their businesses, is inspiring, and I'm loving it.
You did many things throughout your career, mm-hmm. and I want to, so people will get to know you better, I want to understand, or if you can describe us a time when you had to take risks, bold decisions, things that moved your career and took it to the next level.
Yeah, so I'm not sure about, you know, taking risk. What I know about myself is that I always, from young age, I define to myself what I would like to do. I'll give you an example. When I was 16, looking ahead to go to the army, I defined to myself, I want to be in the elite. I want to be a pilot. Okay. And at that time, you know, when I shared it with people, people were laughing because the chances are very tiny. But I was very persistent and worked on it and achieving it. And later on, deciding that Army or Air Force, enough for me, I could grow and develop my career there, changing the career and going studying and going to work in businesses. Those are important decisions, but it's all based on where do you see yourself in the next few years. So the tip that I can give people here is that you need really to define your career. You need to look at least 5 years ahead and ask yourself, where do you want to be and work on it. Everybody can achieve whatever they would like to be, but the important thing is to define. It's like a strategy for a company. You need to define the strategy and then following after it.
That's a great link. When now we can talk strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk strategy.
Okay.
As the CEO of Kornit, what is the company's vision and how do you plan to achieve it?
Yeah. So first of all, I think that one of the things that are very inspiring and important for Kornit is that we have a very clear vision. And the vision is to really change this textile industry, fashion industry, to become much more relevant, sustainable, on-demand production. And we are everything that we are doing is all the time looking at this vision, asking ourselves, is what we are developing is helping us to achieve that? This industry is one of the most polluting industry. It's working still like 100 years ago, mass production in China, in Bangladesh, shipping all the way to the US, to Europe, and trying to push it to the consumer. Consumer today is totally different. Generation Z generation, they would like to be unique. They would like things to change on a daily basis. Social media is defining what consumer is wearing today. And Kornit is helping the creators to create what they want, to unleash the creativity, without having inventory, to produce it to order versus producing it to forecast. This is what we are doing. We're really unleashing the creativity both for the creator side and enabling the consumer to wear and to express their identity wherever they're doing.
And how does Kernit stay ahead in the upcoming challenges? The competition is very high and it will probably be higher in the upcoming years.
Yeah. So there's a lot of competition all the time in every industry. And, you know, it's always interesting to look also in sports, what people are doing, because sports is very competitive by definition. And if you look at the greater sports, and I'll take, for example, Michael Phillip, one of the greater swimmers, he had a lot of competition. But you know where he was focusing? He was focusing only on one thing.
On himself, but on
the clock. He was not focusing on the competition. He was focusing on the clock. And the clock for him was the vision. The vision to break the record. And for Kornit, we have a vision. We have to focus on the vision. We cannot look to the sides. We always need to understand what competition, where they are. But we have a very clear aim and vision to go after. And this is what we need to do. Innovate with passion to our customer to really create this change, transformation of the industry.
Please, if you can highlight for us the technological advancement, the things you guys produce, do, plan, implement technological wise. We have an episode about this, but if you can give us your intake.
Yeah, so in general, you know, when we Kornit, in order to achieve our vision, we look at three points strategy. One is the production floor. Yeah, how do we being the best on the production floor in terms of quality, speed, productivity, TCO, always innovating there. The other side is how do we really connect the demand into our customers? And the third thing, how do we really help the creator community to create? Those are the three areas that we are working and we are innovating all the time. Again, here, many people will ask all the time, well, can we have a machine that is a bit faster? Can we do another application here and there? We really need to look at the bigger picture. What we are doing. And I believe that for Kornit, the success factors is innovation. And innovation is not only in the technology, which is very, very important. We all know that we are unique in terms of the wet-on-wet technology, and this is leading up. But this is not the reason why we are winning. This is one of the reasons. Innovation is in business model. Innovation is in the culture that we are driving. Innovation is the way we are supporting our customers. Everything that we are doing, there's innovation. We need to continue innovating all the time. Culture is very, very important. You can see companies that they have great technology, but they will not be successful. You have to have the passion. You have to have the belief in the industry, in what you are driving. Vision is very hard to see. And when we are talking now 10 years ahead, many people are afraid. They don't know how do we reach there. You need to believe in the vision in order to reach to be successful. So culture, super, super important, innovation. And the last thing is about execution. You need really the people to be disciplined, each one to have a very clear goal and to execute to what they are being tasked for.
So you spoke about culture. You come from the Air Force, where the culture is very... You need to understand after what you did, why you did it, and how you can get better. Mm-hmm. You know, you examine, you evaluate. It's a mm-hmm. very Air Force thing. Mm-hmm. I would like to better understand how it implements or how it how you engage customers in getting their feedbacks, to understand better about your product, about your services. It's a very important part from what you guys do, no?
Yeah. So for us, the tip of the pyramid is all about customer, NPS, customer success. Everything that we are doing is for the customer in the end. while making sure that we are on the direction for meeting our vision. Getting feedback from customer on current products, on direction that you're taking is very, very important. But if you will engage with customer and ask him, what do you need? Most of them will tell you, I need speed, I need cost, I need a bit better quality. You know, Henry Ford, it's very known quote from him. He was asking people, what do you need? They told him, faster horses. So I think our role in this industry to define what the industry needs. And it's not only what the current customer needs. The industry needs a big change. And it's not about speed, and it's not about productivity, and it's not about TCO. It's about how we can help the creators to create what they want, to unleash the creativity without having inventory, without having waste, in a fully sustainable way, anywhere around the world, and connecting between the consumer to the creator. In the middle, this is the production that we are taking part of it, and we are taking major part of it.
And how do you remain relevant and agile and adaptable in things like that, which are very important now?
Yeah, so this is super important, mainly when you are growing and you're becoming a company of 1,000 people. How do you maintain the agility? Here is a culture. It's the culture of always innovating, of understanding that you would like to maintain your leadership. And in order to continue the leadership, you need to be bold. So as a company, we're taking many steps, bold steps. If it's on technology, which we are really stretching the technology to the limits, like the automations that we are bringing automations that can load at garment was perceived impossible in the past, and we are taking major steps on that. But also innovation in marketing, really taking a company that was all the time focusing on production of systems and ink and chemistry, and talking about fashion, and really leading the fashion industry, creating fashion weeks, engaging with brands, designer. This was totally surprise to the industry, and this was positioning us as leader. And now we're taking it to the next level and next level on all aspects like business model. How do we change our business model from selling systems, ink, services to something that's much simpler, much more attractive to our customers?
What is your favorite aspect of being CEO of Kornit?
So there are many, many. I like my job. Enjoying it every morning, full of energy. There are many, many aspects. One of them is really about vision, creating a world, a different world, being able to influence of changing the world. But I think that on a daily basis is really being able to influence people, to see people that growing, that learning, that developing, that moving from one role to a different role, promoting. You know, on the desk of CEO, of any CEO, most of the day you're dealing with troubles, with issue, with things that broken, things that are escalation. This is what CEOs are getting. Being able to solve those things. You're coming in the morning, you solve those issues, and the day after you see that there is a solution and the team is jumping on it. This is a great accomplishment for me. One of the things that I really enjoy and seeing, sometimes we have issues with customers, seeing the team jumping on those issues and understanding that this is an opportunity to evolve the relationship, to take the relationship to the next level, never giving up on customers. This is something that I really enjoy as a CEO.
And what are you particularly proud of?
Particularly proud of the team, you mean?
Yeah.
I think that
if you can give me a milestone, a moment.
I give you two moments. One relatively easy, one more difficult. You know, about 3 years ago when the COVID erupted, we as a company, we sat and we the first quarter, the world shut down and we had to take a decision. Are we scaling down? Or how we continue with our vision? And we took a decision and we said, actually, shutting down the wall will help a customer to grow because people will go to the e-commerce. Let's even invest more. And while every company was talking about shutting down, or most companies, Kornit came to the market and saying, no, we see that actually the next few quarters, we didn't know how long it will take. Our customer will need us. We're actually going to recruit more, to invest more in product development, in service, and it's paid off. On the flip side, after the COVID, when our customer enjoyed the growth, there was a big change in the market. And our customers saw a slowdown versus the COVID, and many of them bought a lot of systems. And 2022 became a very, very difficult year for Kornit.
And for the whole industry,
for the many, many companies, and for the entire printing industry, many brands, but for our customers and for Kornit, it was a very difficult year. And we again were sitting together as management and with the board and asking ourselves, how do we see, what do we need to do? And the first thing that we've done again is stick to the vision. Is the vision changing? Is something really dramatic happen, or it's a cycle? And we understood that it's a cycle. So first of all, we don't need to do anything very drastic. We don't need to fire 50% of our people, or changing the business model, or defining that we are going after a different market. Then we took a decision that we need to structure the business in such a way that we can support the future growth. And for that, we need to scale down a bit. But we did it in very, very delicate steps. We didn't do a massive layoff. We did a small layoff, and later on, we did have to do another small one because we care about our people. We know that we need them, and we know that the company is going to go back to growth, and we're starting to feel it. And this is something that I'm proud of. I'm proud of the management and the team that really, really thinking 10 times before we lay off people, and we all the time stick into the strategy.
When you interview leaders, what do you look for? You talk about your team, about management. You interview managers.
Mm-hmm. So on a daily basis, I have interviews with people, internal people and external peoples. So of course, on the professional side, you need to see that the person that you interview has the capability to, or is the knowledge, if it's a CFO or if it's marketing and the experience. But for me specifically, I'm looking, more important for me is the culture, is who is the pair. I'm looking in the eyes and looking at him, if he has the passion, or she has the passion. Very, very important. If she loves what she's doing, if she really eager, if she should see the job as something that she was dreaming about it, very important. Because I know that at Kornit, you need to work, you know, around the clock, and it's very demanding. So you need to love to have this passion. So the last thing that I'm always looking, I'm looking at discipline. The discipline is very, very important in every one of us, to see that the person has a clear understanding how he's running the day, and he has a very clear goal, and working in a disciplined way to meet his goal.
How does Kornit prioritize sustainability, environmental changes, climate, things that we are highly aware nowadays?
So luckily, sustainability is part of our vision, is one of the main drivers that we are changing in the world. The industry that we are working, as I mentioned before, is the second most polluted industry. And leveraging Kornit technology, you actually eliminate most of the waste and the pollution that this industry is generating. So we put it in very, very high rank in terms of our value proposition and what we are driving. We see actually that the industry is changing. There's a lot of regulation right now across the world on forcing companies or brands and retailers to report on how they produce, where they produce, how much waste they're generating, what technologies they're using. Many countries are not allowing to use any more chemicals and different technologies, and for that is driving the solution of Kornitin to the market. The sustainability is one of our key messages that we are taking to the market.
I want to we're coming to the end of our conversation, and mm-hmm. I want to have a tip from you from a personal perspective. What are the two if you have one tip, if you have two tips for people how to build their career path?
One is vision for yourself. Define what do you want to do? What do you want to be in your life? Do you want to be a CEO? Do you want to be in marketing? Do you love to be in sales? Do you want to support customers, be a technician, developing new things? You need to define to yourself. And then ask yourself, after you define it, if you define it because your parents want you to do that, or you have really passion, you love for it, you really, it's energizing you. So this is the two tips. Define to yourself what you want, but make sure that you have the passion, the love for it, and then go for it with discipline. Define exactly step by step how you reach this goal.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.